Hey guys, this is my first voice, or actually my first Let's Talk, and it's about lesson number 9, I think, which called Kaizen Way, and of course it's in the Power English set. So let's get started. This lesson talks about a book named Kaizen Way by Robert Maurer. And Kaizen is a Japanese word. And you can find it in English, especially in business. And Kaizen means a small, little, tiny improvement over the time, over time. A small and never-ending, a small never-ending improvements, actually. And I can say the idea of Kaizen Way is opposite of innovation. What's innovation? Innovation means a sudden huge change, a big improvement. Let's say, for example, you're learning English for 2 or 3 months with intensity. After that time, you make a huge improvement about your English skills. But Kaizen Way has the idea of little tiny improvement each day. For example, you can spend 20 minutes for learning English every day. But over time you make a huge improvement. Another idea of Kaizen Way is that when you have a big goal, you can ask of yourself or your brain a little tiny questions. For example, you can ask yourself this question, in fact. How could I improve my pronunciation? 2% each week or each month, and something like that. And your brain, in its own way, in its own timetable, gives you an answer. And the point is that you must ask these questions with gentle tone. If you speak with yourself with a harsh tone or urgent tone, fear will clog or block your creativities, and your answer doesn't come out. Another point that you have to know is about a repeat of these questions. In fact, you must ask these questions very constantly each day. And by doing that, your brain will give you an answer. And over time, you'll get momentum. You'll start to actions. And of course, actions what we need. And action is the most important part of this process. Okay, that is the end. And thank you for listening. Please let me know what do you think about my pronunciation, my first voice, and everything. Thanks again, and have a good time. Bye.